Chapter 34. The Goalie and the Dishwasher. Healing, rare reagents, credit for slaying Sun Ken, the most delicious meal Sholan had ever eaten. Now, senior sister was about to tell her how the technique that healed her worked. Somebody not of her sect freely teaching her a technique with the approval of Master Jin. How unexpected. Truly, she was the luckiest of the younger generation in the Azure Hills. She just hoped that she could comprehend the profound wisdom she was about to receive. Sholan had never studied the healing arts, focused entirely as she was on mastering the jade grass blades and the verdant sword arts. Oh, she knew how to set a bone and heal minor injuries, every cultivator did. But to be able to draw out and purify demonic chi with such speed and subtlety? That was beyond her. Senior sister had sat down beside the fire after rummaging through her pack and withdrawing a well-used notebook. Her personal notes, not a codified scroll. Had she created her own formation? Sholan was beckoned over to a pair of cushions by senior sister as the men and Master Jin prepared oddly curved sticks, fishing poles, and an axe. Master Jin was quite excited about whatever was about to transpire. Ice fishing and haki. We don't have any skates, but it will work just fine, Master Jin explained to them. If you want to come watch us, join in, or if you need us, we'll be down by the pond. Sholan bowed to the hidden master.
May your time be fruitful, Master Jin.
She guessed haki was the monkey and the fox's training, some sort of art to improve their bodies. She held off a brief surge of desire to follow immediately and witness Master Jin's physical training. She had already committed to learning a healing art under senior sister. Also, he hadn't forbidden her from joining in, so she might get to see it later.
Could you send in Rizu, please, Jin?
Senior sister asked, and Master Jin nodded. She was indeed a most cherished woman to be able to ask such mundane tasks of a hidden master.
Sholan wondered what they were like,
possibly an outer disciple, as they had been outside when they ate.
Now, this is the technique that was used to draw out the demonic chi.
The book opened, revealing the formation employed to save her life. Sholan turned her full attention to senior sister, ready to put her mind completely into comprehending this formation. She had not been expecting a squeak at her feet.
Good fine day, young miss.
A rat was staring up at her.
This one is Rizu. Rizu greets you and wishes you good health.
She stared at the spirit beast as it bowed respectfully to her, the image of politeness. Behind the rat stood the most magnificent rooster she had ever laid eyes upon. Its plumage was radiant and its eyes full of profound wisdom. She felt a brief flash of the rooster's power. It had ascended into the profound realm. The rooster's eyes pierced her, and it too bowed in greeting. She kept herself from screaming. There were no disciples outside, only spirit beasts. Obedient spirit beasts. No wonder Master Jin was unconcerned about monsters lurking about his land. The chicken was probably the most powerful spirit beast in the Azure Hills. Were these the ones who had slain Sun Ken? It would be well within their capabilities. She wavered under the rooster's piercing eyes. Then she did something she'd never thought she would do. It was an injury to her pride, one she would have to swallow. She bowed to an animal in greeting. The rooster was satisfied. The rat scampered up onto senior sister's shoulder while the rooster settled onto the ground, seeming to meditate.
Ah,
the little rat squeaked.
What we used to save your young miss.
Her name is Tsai Sholan, Rizu,
senior sister said, seeming amused at the question on Sholan's face.
And yes, Rizu aided in your recovery.
Rizu was useful to master.
A spirit beast that not only was polite and docile, but also studied the healing arts? For what reason could Master Jin want them for? Was he growing them to consume their cores in an artificial development cycle? She could not comprehend his motives. She took a calming breath and decided that it was just something that was. If she kept being shocked about every little thing in the hidden master's domain, she would start coughing blood or suffer chi deviation. So, a profound level spirit beast that was a chicken. A medical rat. Would there next be pigs that could shake the earth? There was a happy squeal from outside and the thunder of trotters as the heavens decided to mock her. Her eyebrow twitched. She took another breath, as her father had told her. a deep breath in and out to center oneself.
You get used to it, Senior Sister said, her eyes lidded with amusement.
Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name, and the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Yunzhen's shoulder checked me, and I let myself go flying from the hit to skid across the ice. I could have just sat there, and he couldn't have budged me, but that would be a dick move. Completely unsportsmanlike. Okay, it wasn't really hockey. We had no skates, our puck was made out of a piece of rock, and it was a free-for-all. But it was close enough, eh? Nothing like a bit of hockey with the boys. Yunzhen glared as he approached the goal, and Chunky started blowing steam out of his nostrils. He had a stick clenched in his teeth, eager to defend the net once more, which was a fishing net and two poles. Yunzhen slapped his stick from side to side, trying to confuse Chunky, while the massive pig bounced up and down with excitement. Yunzhen thought he saw an opening and reared back, firing off a praiseworthy slap shot and trying to overcome the defense with pure speed. Chunky's head twisted at the last second, and the puck bounced off his stick. Yunzhen swore at the miss while Chunky squealed happily, prancing around his net. Gozhen laughed at his brother's misfortune while I hauled myself out of the snowbank. Oh, I need to get some medals soon. This experience will be so much better with skates. Wait, I'm an idiot. Do I even need metal? Can't I just reinforce some wood with chi? Well, it was something to try at least. Gozhen lined up at the net and tried his luck, snapping the puck up and over, only to hit Chunky's bulk as he moved, intercepting the pass. Best goalie in the empire. The Azure Hills Maple Leafs represent. Come on, he's not fair. He's too good, Jin, Go complained. Let Peppa try. Peppa, who had been content to sit off to the side, got a calculating gleam in her eye at Gozhen's words. Oh, this poor soul. Peppa trotted over, her steps light and dainty as she carefully took the stick from Chunky. They nuzzled each other, and Chunky squealed encouragement as Peppa settled into the net. Yunzhen and I sat back to watch the fireworks. Gozhen lined up his shot and got tackled by the goalie. He folded in half over the strike, and Peppa squealed with triumph. Let me tell you, watching somebody get circles run around them by a pig was the funniest shit. The score ended 12-0 with Peppa in the lead and Gozhen's pride just as bruised as his tailbone. Eventually, we got bored of discount hockey and did my activity of choice number two during winter, ice fishing. The pond was a bit small, but there were plenty of fish to catch for our dinner tonight. I cast my line into the hole in the ice. We were using bits of leftover scrambled egg as bait. There was a lake a bit farther down that would be better for this, but I wanted to stay a bit closer to the house, just in case. I wasn't expecting any trouble from Sholan. She seemed like a pretty good person, and people tended to take life debts seriously here. Even though I wasn't expecting any trouble from her, trust but verify. That was why Big D was being a good lad and waiting with May May. I had a feeling that if something did go wrong, Big D would be able to take care of things. Something hit my line. Something strong hit my line. Hard enough that my fishing pole was nearly torn from my hands. I instinctively reinforced it with chi and pulled back. The line cut into the ice as whatever it was tried to drag the egg away, and I wasn't having any of it. I took a deep breath and pulled. Somehow, whatever was under the water resisted, pulling as hard as it could. It felt like I was trying to dredge up a fridge. I snarled, then pulled on my chi. Like hell, whatever on the other end was getting away. With a mighty heave, a rather large carp burst from the hole, his body wriggling in the air. He had brown scales and long whiskers. Son of a... Washy, you greedy shit! My dishwasher flopped onto the ice and stared at me with piteous eyes. He flopped around for a bit, playing up his helplessness. I had half a mind to eat him for that stunt, but sighing, I got the hook out of him. Hey, you get food at home, all right, buddy? Biting onto fishing lines is dangerous. Washy flopped into what looked like a nod. Go on, get, I commanded sternly. He flopped his way into the hole and swam away with all due haste. I had figured out Washy last night when I had jokingly asked him what food he liked best and got a piece of egg eagerly shown to me. I'd nearly fallen into the river. What was I, some kind of spirit beast magnet? Or it's probably the food. I hope I don't have an entire ecosystem that's sentient. I want to eat meat, damn it. I swear, if my rice starts talking to me, I'm going to have a very, very sad time. I sighed internally, grumbling, and tossed my line back in. We returned to silence. What should we have for dinner tonight to go with the fish, though? I had to make more for Solan. Gojen shouted in outrage as his line snapped. Seriously? I just told you not to do that. Yunzhen yelped as his fishing pole was pulled into the hole. Okay, that's it. Come here, you little trash compactor.